Ripple Prep's XRP Ledger for quantum computers. Before Q-Day, Ripple is starting to harden the XRP Ledger against quantum computers, according to a CoinDesk report published August 28, 2026. The work targets a scenario the industry calls Q-Day, the point at which a large enough quantum machine can break the elliptic curve cryptography that protects nearly every blockchain wallet in existence today. Ripple's stance is that the fix has to land before that day. Not in response to it. The timing matters more than the headline. Post-quantum migration is one of the few security problems in crypto where being early is the entire point. Because a chain that waits until quantum machines exist has already lost the window to protect coins that were exposed years earlier. The specific thing quantum computers break. Every transaction on the XRP ledger and on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and most other networks is authorized by a digital signature derived from elliptic curve cryptography. The math works because deriving a private key from a public key is effectively impossible for classical computers. A sufficiently powerful quantum computer running Shor's algorithm removes that guarantee. Given a public key, it could in principle recover the matching private key and sign transactions as if it were the owner. That is the threat model behind Q-Day. It does not require the quantum machine to break the whole network at once. It only needs to target individual addresses whose public keys are already visible on-chain, which describes any address that has ever sent a transaction. Funds that have never moved are safer because their public key stays hashed until first spend, but any actively used wallet is a standing target the moment the hardware arrives. Ripple's approach is a swap, not a rebuild. The plan described is to introduce quantum-resistant signature schemes, sometimes called post-quantum cryptography, into the ledger's transaction validation. These are algorithms built on math problems that quantum computers are not known to solve efficiently, such as lattice-based and hash-based signatures. The U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology finalized its first post-quantum standards in 2024, giving networks a vetted set of algorithms to adopt rather than inventing their own. For a payments-focused ledger, the engineering challenge is less about the cryptography and more about the transition. Post-quantum signatures are larger and heavier than the compact elliptic curve signatures in use now, which affects transaction size, validator load, and fees. Any migration also has to give existing holders a safe path to move funds from old-style addresses to quantum-resistant ones without stranding anyone who is slow to act. Ripple is not the first, and that is the story Ripple's move lands in the same month Starkware ran what it called the first quantum-safe Bitcoin transaction on mainnet, and around the time Monad proposed passkey-based accounts with social recovery. The broader pattern is that quantum readiness is shifting from conference panel speculation to shipped engineering across several networks at once. Estimates for when a cryptographically relevant quantum computer arrives still range from several years to more than a decade, and no one can date it precisely. That uncertainty is exactly why chains are acting now. The migration itself takes years, and the coins most at risk are the ones sitting in reused addresses long before Q-Day. A network that starts the transition early gives its users time to rotate into safe addresses while the old scheme is still secure. For anyone holding XRP or using an XRP-linked spending product, nothing changes today. There is no action to take, no wallet to update, no address to abandon yet. The relevant point is directional. The chain custodying your balance is treating a long-horizon cryptographic risk as an engineering roadmap item, rather than ignoring it. That is the kind of custody layer decision worth tracking, whether your funds sit in a self-custody wallet or behind a self-custody card that signs spends from your own keys.